Archive.com.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well live? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, St. Andrew, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can send me an email at drasa.com. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's go to Katie. Hi, Katie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Of course. How can I help?
My husband and I are trying to get pregnant, and I'm just curious if you have any recommendations. Particularly, I've heard you mention soy, which I do eat a lot of. not a lot, but probably every other day.
Okay.
And I'm just curious as to what else I should be eating or not eating.
Well, let's talk about the whole picture. How long have you guys been? Have you guys been trying for a long time to get pregnant, and it's just not happening? Or
No, we haven't. We've been trying for a couple of months, so I'm not like particularly concerned. I just want to make sure I'm doing what I can.
You want to have the best environment,
right?
Right. I got it. Now, what is he doing? Is he doing anything extra, or with him? Is he focusing on anything for himself as far as getting helping get pregnant?
Not that we've talked about.
All right, well, let me just kind of paint the picture for what needs to happen, all right? For both of you, for you, I mean, obviously both of you need to be eating very well because the food you're putting inside your body right now is going to, for him, help the sperm count. It's also going to help with everything as far as the sexual organs go. And for testosterone levels, for motility, all those kind of things need to happen. Tribulus is a really good herb to take, and maca root. Both of those are really good to take while you're trying to get pregnant. Or both of you, and zinc, all three of those. Zinc is one of the number one minerals that we need as guys, so that's going to play a big role. So if he could do those three things and keep his healthy fats, like almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, fish oils, and all that, up to about 25 to 30% of his diet, those are some real keys for him. And that'll help him. Now, for you, of course, eating is key. You want to keep, I definitely want to get off of soy. That's a given, okay? Because that throws your hormone levels off. It can throw your estrogen, your progesterone off. All of that can become kind of a big challenge. So you definitely want to do that. And if you want to do any kind of soy milk, you want to go with more goat's milk and also coconut milk. But as far as like meat, fish, eggs, red meat, all of that stuff is great for you. And in my book, Empowering Your Health, I have tons of foods that are good for you. I talk about how there are foods that bring health to your body and foods that will take health out of your body. And obviously you want to make sure you're putting the right kind of stuff in. And there's a whole list in there. So it's called Empowering Your Health. You can get it at any bookstore. So I would get started on that. And that's a diet really I would put or encourage both of you to follow. Cod liver oil is going to be important because you're going to get plenty of the omega-3 fats. It's good for hormones. It's good for skin, hair, nails. It's good for regenerating tissue. It's just good all the way around. Vitamin D, important for both of you as well. Vitamin D is actually not a vitamin, it's actually a hormone. And you want to make sure you keep those numbers on your blood test between about 70 and 90. That's going to be important. Stay on top of keeping regular with, of course, with activity with you guys. I mean, I know that's not a big issue, but the frequency, they found that by not having sex every single day, you're going to increase your chances of getting pregnant. And the reason for that there's a lot of them. It took me 30 minutes to talk about it. But just know that if you could, like every other day or every 2 days while you're going through that time period, it really is going to put you in a better place. If you're really going for it and want to make it happen, those are some of the best things you can do as far as the timing goes. But your health overall, by just putting the right kind of foods in, I mean, you guys sound like you're young. You sound like you're in a good place. then, you know, it'll happen. And that's the one thing. And it's funny because with people that I talk to all the time, with colleagues of mine, and even my own self with my wife, it's one of those, it's funny because when you stop thinking that you want to get pregnant, or when you just say, oh, you know, it's just let it happen, that's when it happens. And that sounds like an old wives' tale, but it really is true. I think it's because the body gets relaxed, the mind gets off of it, and, you know, but you want to do everything you can. And so keeping your body to be able to produce good, new, healthy cells every single day, keeping your hormone levels at optimal function, and creating the right environment, stress-free environment for both of you, is really going to be the best. So soy products, come off of them, everything else, just follow a lot of the principles that are in my book, Empowering Your Health. And really, it's KISS. It's keep it simple, silly. Talk to you soon. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Fibromyalgia, arthritis, diabetes, heart disease, you name it, and we'll talk about it. Because regardless of what you're dealing with, it's important. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. That's what we want to help you do here on this show, to be a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth opinion for you, for whatever you're going through. You're going through a divorce, you're going through a tough time, or you've been diagnosed with heart disease or arthritis and you need someone to talk to. That's what we're here for. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Let's go to James. Hi, James. Welcome.
Yes, good evening.
Evening.
I'm going to ask a question because I'm kind of, you know, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing or not. I heard a couple of days ago that you mentioned about vitamin E.
Okay.
And lower it and thin out your blood.
Right.
Yeah, because I've been on vitamin E because, you know, I have a problem with my blood pressure, but I've also been taking aspirin with it also.
Now, did your doctor tell you to take vitamin E with aspirin, or is that something you've been doing?
That's something I've been doing.
You want to be real careful with doing that, just because...
I'm not doing it together, though, but I'm doing it, you know, I'm like taking, like, it's about to be 2-3 hours, and it's not exactly at the same time. It's like, you know, a couple hours apart.
Yeah, you want to be real careful with that. I don't know that I could even encourage you to go down that path. What you want to do is you want to talk to your primary care physician, and I would go have a CBC done, which is a complete blood count. It's the most basic test that's run in blood work. See where the platelets are, see what your numbers are, and then talk to your doctor about it. I think they're going to discourage you from taking vitamin E with aspirin on a regular basis. Even if you don't take it together at the same time, if you're taking it in the same day and on a regular basis, you have to be very careful with something like that. So I would be careful with that. And you only need vitamin E for several reasons. If your platelets are a little bit on the higher end of the range, then vitamin E can definitely help. So it has great properties for helping the body lower LDL, that's the bad cholesterol, and prevent arterial plaquing. So it's a real good help in that area. But again, you want to be real careful. If you've got anything going on with your heart, you know, keep you posted with everything that's going on. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Samantha, Los Angeles, California. She writes in an email. She said, I've been struggling with headaches. I get them on the left side over my eye. What would be the cause? Well, the cause with these kind of headaches, typically, especially if they're migraines, then over the left eye typically is a zinc deficiency. Zinc's a mineral, and people use it up a lot when they're under a lot of stress. So if you've been really stressed out and you're constantly getting headaches over the left eye, look at using zinc. See if that helps. If not, then you might want to go get some tests further with your physician.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I fear I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Live lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go to Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Dr. Asa. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure. How can I help?
Well, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And it's, I guess, a fairly mild case, but I don't have any joint damage or anything, but I do have kind of severe pain unless I'm taking methotrexate.
Mm-hmm.
It scares me to take that. I would rather do something more holistic, and I was just wondering if you had some kind of a regimen you would recommend.
So your doctor, are they pretty much telling you that methotrexate's all they can give you, and that's just kind of the end of the road?
Pretty much.
And just hope for the best, right?
And say that again?
And just hope for the best. That's what they're telling you?
Yeah, just keep the swelling and at bay so that I don't have any damage, and just stick with the methotrexate.
All right. Two things are happening. Now, you got autoimmune, right? You understand that whole process, right?
Right.
So the body's attacking itself. It thinks that there's something wrong with the joints, so the immune system continues to attack it. Well, that's a whole different animal within itself. Then you've got arthritis, which is an itis. Remember, an itis is inflammation. So whenever you've got inflammation in the body, then you have to get the body to reduce inflammation. That's always the goal. So reducing inflammation in the body is so important, and that's going to be based first and foremost by what you're putting in your body every day, the foods. Okay? So you want to put the right kind of foods in the body, and that's the key. So anti-inflammatory diet is what I would recommend always, and that's the one that's in my book, Empowering Your Health. You can get it in any bookstore. Just get a copy of that. Start following the anti-inflammatory diet to a T, at least for 8 weeks. See how your body responds, and then dealing with the autoimmune part, let's talk about that for a second. Because autoimmune it's got a strong genetic component to it. We all know that. But here's the deal. It's one of those things where once the light switch is turned on, you can't really turn it off. Okay? But if the light switch happens to have a dimmer on it, a dimmer switch, you know, you get the little piece on the side and you can push it all the way down to where the light is still on in the room, you can barely see it. It makes it so dim that it's almost dark. That's what you can do with autoimmune disease. It's possible to get autoimmune and begin to just kind of settle down and not be so flared up as it was. That's when the joint pain goes down. That's when the achiness goes down. And that's when you can start living life again, maybe with a little bit of the symptoms, but not with what you had. And so figuring out which one of the T helper cells are involved within the autoimmune situation that you're dealing with, that's the real key. So you got the T1 helper cells and the T2 helper cells, and figuring out between the two is going to be the challenge. Now, there's what we call a T-test. It's a little at-home test that we develop, and it's pretty simple. You use Echinacea tea, which stimulates the immune response, and then you use green tea. Okay, both of those work great. You do 5 cups for 5 days, 5 cups a day for 5 days of each. And so, for example, you'll just get green tea, brew some tea bags, and you'll drink 5 cups of it for 5 days. You're either going to feel really, really good or really bad. And that's, obviously, if you start feeling really bad, you need to stop and you need to make a note of which one that is. And if you want to shoot an email, you can shoot that to us or just go talk to your primary care physician. But if it's the Echinacea tea, then you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're dealing with actually the immune system, okay? And if it's the T2 helper cells, you know it's more of an inflammatory response. And that if the green tea makes you feel good, then you know it's more of the T2 helper cells. And if the Echinacea tea does, then it's more of the T1. And that really helps make a difference, because the doctor, if you go talk to them, there are certain things they can do to help. If they know anything about more of the natural and alternative side of things, they can help you kind of come up with a game plan to keep that dimmer switch on. And that's the real key, because you're in a good place right now. I mean, you don't have any disfiguration of the joints. You don't have any massive inflammation going on with the joints. And you're in a place where you can really kind of tighten it down a little bit and figure that out before 10, 15 years go by and you get into a pickle. And, of course, again, you may have to be on some form of medication. But if you don't have to be on methotrexate at a high dose for a long time or a long period of time, that's always going to be the goal. So that's what I would encourage you to do as you go through this process. But, you know, eating is going to be the key. I mean, your diet is always the key. Apple cider vinegar, great to take with meals. It cuts down on inflammation from your the breakdown of proteins from your food. And then also cod liver oil, your omega-3 fatty acids. And go for vitamin D2. Get a blood test done. With rheumatoid arthritis, you always, always, always want to keep your vitamin D levels at a really good place, between 70 and 90 on the blood test. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Nate. Hey, Nate, what's up?
Hey, I'm 72 years old, and for the last 12 years, I've had PSA tests for about every 6 months, and I've never tested in the normal range of 0 to 4. I've had biopsies in 2003 and in 2007, and there were small pot spikes in the tests. But I tended to be in the range of from 4.7 to 5.9, 5.7, 5.1 in that area. This year I had a CAT scan that was only 3 weeks after my current urology visit, where they told me I was fine, where they showed that there were nodules on my prostate which appeared to be malignant. So I went in and they had this new test called the PCA3. And it's where they basically milk your prostate with you having a full bladder. And then you urinate, and that fluid comes out in your urine, and they do a urine test.
Right.
And mine came back positive for prostate cancer. And at the time, I got the feeling they anticipated that if we did a biopsy, it would also come back positive. And so, sure enough, I had my third biopsy, and it came back negative. And so that's wonderful to hear that, but you think, well, if a visual CAT scan indicated malignancy and
hey, Nate, hang tight for us, Nate. We're going to go into this break, and we're going to finish up with prostate cancer when we come out. This is a hot topic right now with men.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy up my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going into the break, talking with Nate. Nate's been dealing with prostate cancer. He's had several treatments done, and actually several testing done, rather. And they found that he had prostate cancer. So, Nate, why don't you continue your story? You're saying they found nodules on the prostate. And then
When the doctor called to give me the results of the biopsy, that was good news, except my question to him was, how can the PCA3 test, as well, along with the visual CAT scan, say positive for cancer and then the biopsy does not? And his answer was, well, when we did the PCA3, we were looking at fluid, and when we did the biopsy, we were looking at analyzing tissue. So I've got a two-pronged question with that, and one is all that cancerous fluid now floating around in those punctures they made for the biopsy, which may be increasing the chances of prostate cancer, even though it may not be there now? And the second question is, with the PSA and the PCA3 being so useless, and the trend of the PCA being useless, what kind of testing in the future can I look to for being helpful?
Well, it's a real challenge because when you're dealing with cancer and you want to talk about the fluid and where is it going in the body and what's it doing, is it affecting the body? Is it affecting other cells and all that kind of stuff? That's a very tough one to answer. I mean, that's a tough one to answer because the question is, there's a big unknown there. I think what needs to happen with you right now, and the focus needs to be on, the question is, what can you do every single day to help the body regenerate and repair and create new good healthy cells? I think that's the question that needs to be answered, because that's the only thing that you can do right now to be proactive, because you can't change anything of where you've been for the last 30 years right. and where your body is right now.
I'm in pretty good health. I had a nuclear stress test, and it came back, unless I got hit by a train, they would anticipate I'd live to 85 at least.
Right.
And my lungs are strong. I really don't have any blood type problems. So, and I eat pretty good. I guess, you know, you've got some recommendations in terms of vitamins and diet and whatever, but you understand the questions I've asked, and they are kind of difficult for me to accept.
It is tough, but here's the deal. Let's look at what's going on. The good news is about prostate cancer, if you had to have good news, is that it's slow grow. Okay? So it's typically one that even though it can be, it can turn, you know, that's malignant, even though it's still, you, like you said, you're young, you've got your health, you still got good vitality. And the thing with prostate cancer is that even though, no matter what category it's in, there's still great success that the treatment that they're getting with right now. The physicians and the treatment is really, I mean, it's amazing with what they've seen. And so I don't want you to get discouraged with what you're going through. And I know it's a tough diagnosis, and I realize that. But, you know, it's not over. I mean, life's not over. And you're, like I said, you still got your health and you still got everything else in your body's working great. So you got a little area that is being affected. So now what can you do? What are the goals? And is it hard to accept? Yeah, of course it is. I mean, life is happening. But you've got two options. You can, which I'm assuming just by talking to you, you're a fighter. And you don't really sit back and really just let life happen to you. You go make life happen. And that's a good attitude. It's a great place to be, because someone that's like that, with that mindset, is going to do very well in the face of a challenging diagnosis like you've had. So that's the first thing I want to encourage you to do, is what kind of things are you doing every single day to put the right kind of foods in your body? What kind of things are you doing every single day to make the right choices? And so here's the key. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about the foods that you should eat, the foods that you should put inside your body and everything else. So you want to eat equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then the good healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, almonds, walnuts, cashews, all that. So by doing that on a regular basis, 3 meals a day, couple snacks in between, fasting one day a week from a partial fast, which is dinner to dinner. And basically you'll eat dinner one night, doesn't matter when, 8, 9 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whatever, and then you don't eat again until the next evening, but you can drink plenty of water, drink chicken stock, beef stock, organic, of course. That gives you plenty of the electrolytes and helps your body function well so you don't get tired and sluggish, and it helps the body release toxins. There's many things you can do to help support liver function as you're going through this, which is great overall for the body for detoxification. And there's great things to support the prostate itself. Easyac is made in a tea, and also a tincture form that's great for supporting the body. And then also you've got things like broccoli seed extract, vitamin B12 in the version of adenosyl cycobalamin. I mean, all of these things are so important and so great for your health. It supports the immune system and with everything you're going through. Avocado, eat one every single day. There's a component in it called beta-cysterol that is amazing for prostate health. So you're not stuck. Don't let anyone tell you that. I mean, you have a diagnosis? Yes. But can you keep living and live well? Yes. But you have to make the right choices every single day. Don't sit back on your laurels and just wait for life to happen. And, you know, it's one of those things, I know I heard you say, it's tough for me to accept. I know. I mean, I can understand what's racing through your mind. Where they go in to do the biopsy, is the fluid going through there? Is it spreading throughout my body? You can't think like that. The body's going to do what it's going to do. The reality is everybody gets cancer all the time throughout their life, meaning they form cancer cells. But obviously the body is strong enough at times where the immune system will go in, attack the cancer cells, kill them, and get rid of it. But then it comes to a place where, remember, it takes 10 years for a cancer to form. For a tumor to form in the body that's detrimental enough to be seen, to be recognized, and to change function of an organ system takes 10 years. 1 billion cells have to accumulate of cancer cells for that to happen. That's a lot. So this didn't happen yesterday, and this didn't happen from 2 years ago. This has been building over 10 years. So you get to a place where you have to just realize that, and if you lifestyle your way into certain situations, not saying you lifestyle your way into cancer, I'm saying that lifestyle choices can play a role, but your genetics played a role too. Toxicity played a role too. It's part of the environment, and it plays a role. But the good news is if you can lifestyle and kind of live your way into a situation like you're doing right now, and you've been around toxins, you've got certain genetic factors, then you can lifestyle your way out in the sense of you can give your body a better way out, meaning you can have a higher quality of life. Even though there may be cancer cells there, you can slow that process down. You can help the body regenerate. You can increase energy levels. You can help the immune system. You can have higher quality of days where you're not tired, where your body's fighting, where your body can function better. So that's when I tell you you're not stuck. You're not stuck. You can make your life better, and you can make a major difference with everything that you're going through by making the right choices. That's the greatest power in the palm of your hand. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Nikolai. Hi, Nikolai.
Hello, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, my friend.
I was diagnosed with schizophrenia 4 years ago, okay. And medications just make me lethargic. Are there any natural remedies to help treat schizophrenia?
What medication do they have you on right now?
I'm taking right now clonazepam 3 times a day, 1 milligram, okay. And Zephyrus, five milligrams of Zephyrus, one in the morning and one at night.
And it just has you just almost, you feel just real lethargic?
Yeah, I feel like just sleepy all the time.
Yeah. Well, do the doctors feel like they have things managed in their opinion? Are they happy with everything? You're just not happy with it, right?
I'm not happy with it.
Yeah, okay. Well, here's the thing. There's several things. With schizophrenia, it is a challenging diagnosis. I realize that. Now, the clonazepam is the one thing that's going to make you feel tired. It's going to make you, it's a benzodiazepine, by the way. And that's the one that's making you feel kind of drugged out and feel kind of tired all the time. So this is one of those deals where when you're talking to your physician, and your psychiatrist that's working with you on the medications, it's a tough spot. Now, I will tell you there's a lot you can do, because remember, we're dealing with brain chemistry. There's a lot you can do to build up your brain chemistry. One thing with schizophrenia they found is that dopamine levels are very high. When dopamine gets high, excessively high, it can lead to schizophrenia. So by getting the dopamine levels down, some of the best things that you can do. So one thing that works real well, caffeine, which you can use in green tea. I wouldn't really use coffee, but the caffeine found in green tea is very beneficial for what's going on inside the body. It helps cut dopamine. It cuts it down. Getting those medications stabilized, getting you stabilized to a certain level, depending on where the schizophrenia was, is a challenge. But we're here for you. And I do want to encourage you that eating certain foods can help, supplements can help, but just make sure you talk to the doctor on it. I think it's a good way to go. Don't give up. Make sure that you find that balance so that you feel like you can live your life, not like a zombie, but like Nikolai, so you can kind of be who you are and not be stuck in the world of medicine sometimes that can just leave you in a pickle. So make sure to go talk with him. 888-283-7272.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, When I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
1 out of 3 young adults and 1 out of 2 recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. 888-283-7272. Whatever you're dealing with, remember this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. And that's the amazing thing. Check us out, drasa.com. Also, Facebook and Twitter. Jump in the social media world. Become a part of it. A lot going on. Coming up, forget we got the Step Out Walk for Diabetes, which is amazing. The American Diabetes Association, I'm a huge, huge fan of the organization. Just because diabetes has now really become an epidemic in our country. One out of three of our young people under the age of 11 have been diagnosed right now with type 2 diabetes. That's staggering, if you think about it. And so we have to do something. And the organization is doing incredible research, especially in the Nashville area at Vanderbilt. They're doing some incredible research for type 1. I mean, unbelievable research. It's just incredible. And there's some of the people on the research team over there, and it's just incredible the things they're coming out with. Coming down the pipeline for diabetes, incredible stuff. Let's go now to Steve. Hi, Steve. What's up?
Bed bug bites.
Bed bug bites. Okay. Don't
big
let them.
Bed bug bites.
Right.
Well, they got me about 3 months ago.
Okay.
And I still have the lingering effects. It doesn't itch anymore. It's not inflamed. It's just still red spots and wondering if there's anything you can think of to help speed their disappearance.
You talked to anybody about it or no?
I saw the general practitioner about it. He'd given me some kind of bizarre antibiotic that the pharmacist warned me about taking calcium with.
And which one is it?
I can't remember. Doxycycline? I don't.
Doxycycline?
Could be. Could very well be.
Yeah, it's strong. Okay. Well,
and I also had some kind of a steroidal cream to go on there, but still lingering.
Yeah, still lingering. All right. Here's the deal. Well, once you've had the bed bug bites, I mean, obviously, you can do the antibiotic, and if they're inflamed, it may help. May help. Another option, if you want to go completely natural, is you can look at ionic silver, astragalus, both of those together, and just follow the directions on the label. They work well. And then also, you can look at high levels of vitamin C, over 5,000 milligrams a day. But I'll tell you this, that for future, if you're worried about the bed bugs, a B-complex, actually, with any kind of bug or insect, anything, it puts off an odor from our skin and literally will repel any bugs. Now, if you're a coffee drinker, then the more coffee you drink, it elicits a response. The acid in the coffee combines within our skin and creates an odor that attracts bugs. So if you're a coffee drinker, and I mean, remember, a cup of coffee in the morning will still be sticking with you through the biochemistry of the body throughout the afternoon and evening. So if you're a coffee drinker, it can actually attract insects, bugs, all that sort of thing to your skin. So that's something you definitely want to be careful with, because bed bugs, I mean, again, it's it's a challenge, but it's definitely not comfortable, and I'm sure definitely not a lot of fun. But I'll get started on some of that and let me know. You might want to consider the antibiotic just to go through it for the period of time that your physician talked to you about, because it probably can clear up a lot of the bites. I'm sure they're driving you crazy. 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Well, let's talk about it. Ian from Dallas, Texas writes in an email, said, I've been struggling with hypothyroidism. And this is one I get all the time. So hypothyroidism, low thyroid function. He's saying, Doctor, so what can I do? Should I take the medication? Well, it all depends. So if your doctor has diagnosed you with hypothyroidism, which is hypo means low, thyroid function, if they've diagnosed you with that, that means thyroid's not working as well as it needs to. Obviously, it's slow, and they probably put you on Synthroid or levothyroxine, one of those. And depending on how your body responds, remember, in those medications, there's nothing wrong with them. They're fine. But, you know, the key is, do you want to be on that medication forever? Is that what you really want? Well, you got to be careful with that, because with levothyroxine, Synthroid, and that sort of thing, you short period of time, the Band-Aid is always okay. But here's the question. What caused the thyroid to break down in the first place? when you're looking at the thyroid gland, you have to step back and say, okay, why 10 years ago is my thyroid working great and it's not now? So there's a lot of ways you can increase thyroid function. Organic iodine is the number one trace mineral that our body needs for the thyroid gland. And it's real important if you don't get enough iodine, meaning if you don't eat much seafood and that sort of thing, then you do need to probably supplement with it, especially if you've already been diagnosed with hypothyroidism. It's pretty simple. You want to get some organic iodine from the store, from the health food store, and just follow recommended dosage. Men do not need more than 150 micrograms a day, and women don't need more than 450 micrograms a day. So those are a couple of things that you could look at. And when it comes to thyroid function, there's several things too. Tyrosine amino acid is really good. Coconut oil, believe it or not, works great. 2 to 3 tablespoons a day of coconut oil will increase thyroid function. Stay away from the cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and even salads. If it's from the cabbage family, be careful because those foods contain components in them that will naturally slow down the thyroid gland. You got to be careful with that. You want to make sure you go real easy. But there's a lot you can do to support thyroid function, and that's what you need to focus on. Then, as time goes by, and they're doing the blood work every 8 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever they're doing with you, they'll start seeing the thyroid function increase, and then hopefully you can come down off the medication. And that's the one thing you want to be careful with. That's another hour in the charts. Let's thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, Cortland Fuqua, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time. When it comes to your health, remember, a man may give you a diagnosis, but only God can give the prognosis. The great physician has a prescription for you to live your best life now.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.